17 past the hour. Stan America Radio's morning edition. It's not the Rockford Files. I'm Mark. That's Mark Rockford. We're coming to you live from O'Neill's on 64th Street between Broadway and Central Park West. We got Jim Walcott coming up. Got a lot of show. Got all the guys here, little Goliaths running around getting me coffee. Thank God for him. Thank you, yes. Thank you, Dave. Boy genius John Crimmings over there, our research guy. We got Jim Earl, and you know, and Brendan's right here, but I don't want to blow this guy's cover. So right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that America know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning. When God closes the door, he opens a window.
Okay, all right.
I want you to know that
right
now.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Bush's Supreme Court pick, Samuel Alito. Let's do that.
Mark.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark, poor, brave Mark. You're still talking politics with all that's happened to him.
Oh, really?
Oh, with all you've been through?
What are you talking about, man?
I've been listening, Mark. All right? And I feel your pain right inside
me. Oh, no.
I'm feeling it every day. I understand. Let's just say you might be looking for work. Well, mister, this is your lucky day.
Oh, no.
You're going to get down on your knees and say, thank you, Jesus, for introducing me to Lawton Smalls. Today, mister.
Hey, how is that going to happen?
Well, it just so happens I have a good friend who listens to this show every single day, and he'd like to discuss a lucrative job opportunity for you, Mark Maron.
Really? Who? Who are we talking about?
Carl Rove!
Oh, wait a minute. I can't. No,
Carl Rove!
No. Come on.
I'm never going to be that guy.
Hang on. Hang on a minute, buddy.
Oh, no.
Rove likes you, Mark.
Really?
Yes. I've heard old Turd Blossom say 100 times, you know that Mark's got good energy. Uh-huh. He's feisty. I like his passion out there. He even laughs when you kiss, say, Christo Fascist Zombie Brigade. He loves that. I just see it. He cracks up, shakes like a bowl of Smucker's jelly, that guy. I watch him turn blossom. He practically fell over.
What are you saying here, Walton, exactly?
Come over to our team, Mark. Join us. We know how much the left irritates you, Mark. The smugness, the humorlessness, the spinelessness, the white guys in dreadlocks. The lesbian folk singers. I know you hate it, Mark.
Yeah, you know, sometimes,
search your feelings.
Sometimes that's true, Lawton.
Okay. And, yeah. And you're a star, mister. Anyone can see that. These people know that. It's time you got treated like one. Okay? Yeah. From where I sit, you're Billy Ray Cyrus, mister. You are Dale Earnhardt Jr., okay?
Billy Ray Cyrus, huh?
You're Fantasia, all right? Wrapped into one,
wow.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Billy Ray okay, Cyrus. And odd and funny.
Uh-huh.
Come on, you're Foxworthy funny.
Yeah.
I've said that 100 times. You know, Rose says it too, and Rummy, and Scooter, and Cheney,
no.
And even... Yes, President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush. They podcast his show.
No,
they don't. They're your guilty pleasure, okay?
Oh, my God.
If anybody tells you I told you that, I will deny it. But they do. Podcasting every day.
Okay, well, okay. Just for the sake of argument.
Lawton,
hang on. Just for the sake of argument, what is your side prepared to give me?
All right, now we're talking here. We will give you a real morning show. Here's how we're going to sell it. Mark Maron, former liberal. It's good. You can grow that beard back
if you want to.
I think that'd be former liberal.
Sounds kind of catchy.
All right.
What else you got?
Rome has authorized me to offer you your own suite of offices with a bathroom, a personal assistant to fetch tea and feed your cats, a staff of bright young kids from Bob Jones University to replace, Brandon and Kalo. Sorry, guys. A new house for you and Mishner.
Hmm.
A brand new Cadillac Escalade SUV, the biggest one we can get for you. An expense account, country club membership, and good, strong signals in every major market.
Wow.
Let me tell you, Stephanie Miller will be drinking your bathwater, I assure you. Drinking your bathwater, star, Baron.
I got to say, that sounds kind of good, Lon.
Hey, here's another thing. As for content, we just give you talking points every day, and you just riff on them. Uh-huh. That's what Rush and Hannity and O'Reilly do. You just riff on them, only, you know, funny, right? Nothing could be easier. Mark, your anger is your precious gift. It's time for you to cash in on that.
Wow. Okay.
Make a withdrawal from your anger ATM and get paid.
I think I'm going to need to think about
it. Oh, we're willing to offer you a lot. Come on, Mark. The rat's going through a tough time. You know that. Scooter, Katrina, 35%. It's not going that well. You know, we need some new blood, huh? We need some of that Mark Maron mojo.
All right, dude.
Come on, Mark.
I'm not going to be honest with you. Whatever happens to me,
I don't really think I can.
I mean, it's not where I'm going. Please. I'm sorry, man. Thanks anyway. I appreciate it. I can't do that. I mean, come on.
So you're just going to leave?
Yeah. I'm going to leave. What is this about? What's the matter with you?
What about me, man? That's the first job I ever liked. I didn't even mind getting kidnapped by Iraqi insurgents all that much. Because it was for you, man.
Oh, man.
For you.
You all right?
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I'd like to be. If I could fly higher than an eagle.
All right. Just don't sing.
You heard the wind.
All right.
Beneath.
Okay.
My wing.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right, just take it easy. Okay. It's gonna be all right. Okay. You'll find something else to do. Okay.
I mean,
we'll see.
Can I still call you sometimes? just
Yes. So just stop crying and singing, and you can call me whenever you want.
All right. I'll call at night when it's cheaper.
Okay. Whatever. All right.
Excuse me.
Awkward. Oh. Always awkward.
Oh, I think I got some bird flu.
Yeah, I guess. You and me both, buddy.
Oh.
You all right?
We'll get you an offshore account, too, Mark. And a bass boat. Think about it.
Goodbye,
a big old bass boat.
Goodbye, Lon.
God loves you. Deal with it.
Uh-oh. That was Lon Smalls, as created by and played by the brilliant Kent Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Kent Jones, an irreplaceable member of the Air America team, driving a good deal of the comedy home, Mr. Kent Jones. Awesome. Ah, it's very touching, isn't it? It's so funny how many people, you go on the road or I go anywhere, liberals love Bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
They love the Laden for all the right reasons.
My daughter loves the Laden.
Of course. And you know what else? I got an email today. Some father who drives his kid to work every day. The kid loves Sammy. Sammy the stem cell. That's a comedy bit that transcends because the kid doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah, I know.
It's a funny voice.
And the cartoon music in the background.
Yeah, that's funny, Sammy the stem cell.